Greetings, everyone. Today I'm going to talk to you about the importance of prayer and spiritual warfare. You know, we're living in a time when we need to acknowledge and understand we are at war. And the kind of war I'm talking about is spiritual. As Christians, we're in a spiritual battle of some sort on a daily basis. In warfare, battles are fought on different fronts for different reasons and with varying degrees of intensity. The same is true in spiritual warfare. Our spiritual battles in warfare are real, even though we cannot physically see the attacker. Scriptures say in 2 Corinthians 10, 3-6, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Now, I'll explain that. It is true that we live in this world as humans, but we do not use our human ideas to fight against what is wrong. We do not use human weapons. Instead, we use God's weapons. God's weapons are powerful enough to destroy the enemy's strong places. We use those weapons, such as prayer and the Word of God, to destroy people's wrong ideas. We don't fight against people. People may speak wrong things that can stop, block, and hinder other people from knowing God or even knowing the truth. So we as Christians, we can change that through the power of the Holy Spirit by praying, casting down lies, false arguments, vain imaginations, and anything that will exalt itself over God's word. We can refute it. And what refute means is to prove something being said is wrong or false. We refute lies and false arguments by speaking the word of God. We can take people to the scriptures. That's what we could do. And we can show them what the word says. In the spirit realm, there is a battle going on regardless of our opinions. It's sad to say that many believers do not want to deal with the world we cannot see when the world we do see is hard enough to deal with. This is something we cannot ignore or close our eyes to. Just because we cannot see the spiritual realm does not mean it's not there. So if you're focused on the physical realm, then you will never get to the root of the problem causing your battles. Prayer is a tool that believers have for engaging in the spiritual realm. The process of spiritual victory will begin when we understand that we have an enemy we cannot see. Your spouse isn't your enemy. Your children are not your enemy. Neither is your boss, neither your next door neighbor, or the person that cut you off on the freeway. They're not the enemy. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, 12 through 13, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Now, what does that mean? We're not fighting against flesh and blood, or should I say other human beings, but against Satan's evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. There are evil spirits in heavenly places. And that's why it's so important that we wake up and quit blaming people for the bad things that you're going through in your life. Put on the armor of God, every piece of it, so you will be able to submit to God and resist the devil in the time of evil. Then when the battle is over, you'll still be standing firm. Stand your ground by putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. This means to get in your word like never before. Study like the Bereans study. Hide this word in your heart so you won't sin against God. Meditate on the scriptures day and night. That way you will not be deceived. It's time that you grow up in God and stop leaning on and depending on others to tell you what God is saying. Develop your own relationship with God by spending time with Him. Know Him for yourself, because there's coming a day you will not be able to get a hold of the leaders and the church people that you so rely upon to tell them everything you want to know about your life. It's time to get to know Jesus for yourself. Let Him speak to you those things only He can reveal by the Holy Spirit, those hidden mysteries and secrets. God is a jealous God, and He will not tolerate our idols. People can become idols when we're always dependent on them more than God. That's idolatry. Prayer is so crucial. Prayer should saturate our lives every day. We should pray without ceasing, all the time, about everything in every situation. And when you don't know what to say when you're praying, just pray in the Spirit. Romans 8:26-27 says, the Holy Spirit helps us in our times of weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us in harmony with God's own will. So, I pray that this message will not only encourage you, but I pray that through these words, you will feel the conviction from the Holy Spirit to draw closer to God by building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the power of the Holy Spirit, allowing God to raise you up to new levels in Him, where you will begin to stand in the gap and intercede for others, taking authority and coming against strongholds, lies, and negative mindsets, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in the lives of your children, your marriages, your friends, your co-workers, your health, your finances, and even yourself. Lord, strengthen your people, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Forgive all sins. Make us brave so that we can stand and fight the good fight of faith in our lives and in this world. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. God bless you. I pray that this will help you. And may you have a blessed day in Jesus' name.